This is the Pod Tackler 232 Comic-Con announcements for July 28th, 2010.
Spectacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Deathstorm.
And I am G. Lewis.
I am Painkiller 05.
And I'm Chicken Waffle.
Chicken Waffle.
Waffle.
Can I have a large got some medium well eggs, some bacon, that waffle. Chicken on.
This sounds like a porn show.
We got Mr. Robot, Mr. Southern accent, Southern gentleman.
Pretty sure I didn't sign up for this, so.
Too bad, so. Take it.
Well, no, you didn't sign up for that, but you did sign up.
See, you're not really helping with that, so.
Well, you did sign up for the Comic-Con announcement, so. We are talking today.
Yes, today.
The announcements that Bungie made at Comic-Con regarding, most importantly, Forge 2.0 and Forge World.
Yes, Forge World is probably the coolest thing I've ever seen in.
Absolutely.
It is definitely not probably. It's definitely the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing. Let's be honest.
I was trying to figure out how big it was.
Really?
Looking at the film, it looks.
Fracking. It's fracking huge.
Well, it's five parts. It's, there's the Blood Gulch area. There's the
I think it's almost
island.
Like 2000.
Two parts Crown, one part Jack Daniels. That's how you do it.
Is what it looked like? Because I was looking at the range thing on the Falcon very briefly, and I don't exactly remember the number that I was displaying for distance to object, but it looked like it could have been as big as maybe 2,000 to 2,500 meters.
I can't. The first thing I want to do is I want to make a stockpile game type where there's just one in the middle and somehow even it out. So there's one at like the Blood Bulge base and then there's one in like the Coliseum or something. The Coliseum's a place where it's the indoor little mat. Looks like a great place for
football. That's a little ridiculous, though.
That is ridiculous.
I'll make it awesome.
I do like the idea of like an aerial stockpile game. But one, you'd have to make the game really long. You would have to make the capture times probably on the order of 3 to 5 minutes.
It'd be a one time capture. It'd be like 10 minutes.
Well, if you've been checking Bungie.net recently, Irk posted some screenshots of him that he made sort of a kinda underwater, kinda not map, and I guess it sort of eased some of the people who wanted sort of like an underwater type. Game type.
Oh, they really do have underwater stuff now. They have it for deep enough you don't fall in and die.
I think it was like he had it just so it would be maybe like up to your waist. He said he didn't have it like all the way under because I guess you'd I'll probably die. But I know I saw some screenshots on Bungie.net.
If you do like a totally submerged part, that would be awesome. And then you can like what you could. They could get swimming physics around them there. But then again, I guess it would be too much.
Yeah, I'm looking for where that is. I don't see it anywhere. Oh, you can drive the forklift and reach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to make for some great machinima, I think.
It will.
That's pretty awesome.
I think Rooster Teeth could probably use that in some.
It would be better if it actually worked.
What do you mean? Does it not work?
It
you mean like, well, like it goes up and down? Is that what you mean?
It looked like you could
You can, like, lift stuff up and down. That'd be awesome.
I was kind of waiting for them to do that in the Firefight videos,
In Forge World, I think I'm gonna make a rendition of Dr. Eggman's flying machine.
I mean, if you could do that, that'd be you could somewhat use that as a strategy for big maps. Like you drive it around, put a block on it, raise it up, and then you can let your sprint guy or camo guy jump on top of that.
It's like a super shield.
Or just a new set of stairs.
Now, what do you think about Firefight Versus? Now, that's... I don't know if I like this idea.
I like it. It's
I like...
Go ahead, PK.
I'm done. It's like Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead had versus mode. That was fun.
I think it's pretty cool that like they'll be fighting side by side with like grunts and stuff. But will they have objectives? Will the elites have objectives?
Kill the humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that be their only objective? It won't be to kill the generator or anything.
Well, I can understand why you weren't really excited about it, because they really didn't show like a firefight match with a lot of people. It seemed to be I've seen videos like of one versus one in firefight. So I guess like you won't really be able to tell from the videos until you actually have a firsthand experience with it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm super psyched for Firefight 2.0, Forge 2.0, and everything. But I don't know. This doesn't seem like something that I would play.
With the Firefight versus, it's time limited, which I mean makes it great for matchmaking, because the matchmaking is going to be time limited anyway.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I can't wait.
It seems more like a matchmaking feature than it does something you would probably do in a custom game or LAN. I mean, maybe. Mess around, but for Firefight. You'll probably be playing at least 20 minutes per round. Hopefully. Yes, Greg?
I'm watching a video on the hump date of the Blame Stosh this week. It's pretty funny. Okay. Sorry. The Covenant energy, the Jackal energy shields look completely different. I guess they cover more of the body now.
I think everything looks different.
Yeah, everything pretty much looks different. Everything
is different.
I wonder, can you pick up the energy shields in this? Did they say?
I don't think so.
Because they're still out. Because when they drop them, and usually in the other games, you know, like they go out and you can't see them anymore. But you can see them on the ground, and they're like fully flexed out and everything. I'm just wondering if you could pick them up.
Okay, well, let's get into the meat of our discussions, since Greg is on a short time schedule.
The meat, give me the turkey.
So Bungie released two Vidocs at Comic Con.
Whoa. You call that one Vidoc and one video.
Okay, one Vidoc and one video, according to G. Lewis.
Video.
The Vidoc.
Video.
Whatever. The Vidoc, not the video, was about Forge World, which is basically this gigantic map that is forgeable. It contains Hemorrhage, which is the Blood Gulch remake. Ascension remakes, Lockout remakes that Bungie have done, and there's just tons of space where you can create just about anything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, if you ever thought of building anything, I mean, you can do it now.
I mean, this is as close as you can get to using probably a actual like map editor in terms of going in and placing.
This is the closest you can get to actually hitting the up button in life and turning into 343 and start laying stuff out in your front yard. This is the closest thing you can get to it. But
well,
like
I mean,
10 million times larger.
I know I've had problems where I've been trying to forge a map and I just found it. I actually just can't do it. And I know I was really excited from seeing this video. And I know a lot of people that like weren't actually forgers are actually going to get into this. So.
Yeah, I mean, of the people I've been looking for is like Forge Hub and then MLG community, and those people seem to be psyched to be. Okay.
So we're just flipping out.
Right, I wanted to try to get insane on for this podcast too, but it wasn't in mind. But yeah, so you guys are talking about actually the new Forge 2.0 features that were covered a lot of in depth in the press conference and in the Vidoc that got released. So let's hit the Forge World part first, because that's pretty minor. There's five distinct areas. One is Hemorrhage, which is the Blood Gulch. There's the Rock.
Yeah. The Rock.
He puts down the people's elbow when he needs to.
You mean the Sea Stack?
Yeah.
Call that too, I guess.
Sea Stack.
If you smell.
There was also the island, which doesn't look like any map in particular.
No, I don't think it would actually work well for a map. It looks too tiny.
I don't know. Like,
you have not seen it. It's actually pretty big. They showed a comparison.
Yeah, it that the top-down view that they showed in the Vidoc doesn't make it look... If you watch the actual press conference, you'll see how big it is.
The press conference? There's a press conference?
Yeah, they had some videos.
They showed the Vidoc.
I watched the Vidoc. What do you mean?
There's a lot of extra stuff in the press conference that wasn't covered in the Vidoc.
Where's the press conference? You got it? You got a thing?
YouTube.
Okay, I'll YouTube. Whatever, making me work.
And then there was the Coliseum area, which is inside, which is the same place they filmed the April Fool's chess thing, which is making me wonder if you can actually, if they'll actually have a way you can make chess in there.
Nah.
I doubt it.
That'd be funny.
You can make the grid.
Yeah.
You couldn't fit that many Spartans and elites into it, unless it's an actual...
Well, they have Spartan and elite objects.
And do they actually have that now?
Yeah, it's in the giant picture of all the stuff.
That's pretty cool.
So you get Spartan standing on top of something.
So they actually let you put those in there now?
Do what?
They actually let you put Spartan and elite models in?
Yeah, I mean, they can't move or play or anything like that. They might just be like holograms, for all I know. But there's
cool.
A little Spartan that stands on top of the big object.
So you're talking about the panel, right?
I didn't see anything to that.
I watched.
Or maybe I missed it. It was in the comments.
Well, it's in the shot of all the objects.
Shot of all the objects.
Okay. When that one where they're like floating up in the air and whatnot. Dude,
there's
Nate looks...
Random shapes floating.
But yeah, there's that, and then there's the area above it, which is just a big flat land.
Basically, the area above it's where they're going to rebuild Sanctuary, the area inside where they're going to rebuild Warlock, Blood Gulch is Blood Gulch. The Spire is going to be where Ascension is, and I don't know what they're doing with the island.
They have Lockout on a random cliff side.
I'm thinking it's the cliff side between...
I don't think that they're actually releasing it as a map, though. They just showed what you can
do.
Those are
all maps that are going to be on the disc.
I'm sure all the remakes that they can make from any of the previous games are going to ship.
I mean, you can potentially make every remake.
You really can, except for Colossus.
I mean, you can put everything in the air, so it doesn't really matter.
I want to make a 2-4 remake.
Well, I mean, if you've looked at it, you have $10,000.
You didn't have to do that. You and your guys have action.
Oh, I would love to do that, Dusty.
That would be awesome.
It's perfect. Yeah, I know.
It is, actually.
What's really perfect?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's perfect?
2-4 is the popular map in Team Fortress 2. It's a CTF map variant.
Oh. Well, I don't really play that game. So
you're a noob.
Loser.
Noob Hunter!
And actually, this is another random thing, but on the Twit network, Leo Laporte said he'd send out the schematic of the studio for anyone that wanted to like build a model in the video game. So I'm going to send the email and ask him for it, and I'll make it in reach.
Let's do it. I'm going to do it. They say it won't. I'm going to let you do it. Because you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Especially
I'll leave a compliment.
Here. Don't forget my bacon.
I like how you can do so without covering the glitch now.
It just makes it so much easier. I've personally tried a lot of times to make maps. I don't have the patience and I don't have the skill to do those sort of things.
So, you'll sort of rage quit your own Forge map.
All of a sudden I just like start just dropping boxes and then you know, you get what you get.
This wall's not straight. Quit.
Well, whenever I go
off the Xbox,
whenever I've gone to like parties and chicken. This. I'll start just like putting stuff down and then just driving through stuff, and then slowly the other people will start coming and messing around with my stuff and we'll just get distracted.
Yeah, I hate that. I tried to do that when I was trying to remake the toilet bowl map.
Gosh.
I was trying to remake it, make it look better. I thought there were some structural hazards that I could fix to no avail, though.
So let's go ahead and move on to that. So we talked about the map areas. They demonstrated a lot of Forge 2.0 features in the Vidoc that they showed at Comic-Con. And we'll probably just have to go through a major list because there's so many.
Not that whole bunch. I mean, the only thing that my question that came through watching it is, I just had one big question. I'm assuming you can. Can you forge the other maps?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I didn't read that anywhere.
You can only forge one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, only forge. No. I mean, I didn't know if Forge World was the only forgeable map, and if you could forge.
Yeah, Forge World is the only like big, huge map.
It's the only one that really matters in the end, anyway, though.
I mean, if you really wanted to, you can still watch the VidOc.
Then you saw that like they were like, we had these five maps that we decided to make one, and we just called it Forge World because you could do so much with it.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to make sure that if you can still forge, like...
you can still forge the other maps and, like, customize layouts and stuff.
Well, you know what? Screw Forge World. I'm not going to do anything. That's where all you guys are going to be at. I'm just kidding. Do you think that they would release another Forge-type map, like...
We had Boundary, and then we got Sandbox, so...
This is Forge World. This is huge. I don't see any reason that they need to release another map.
This is the thing.
You need to look at like a snow map or like a city map or something.
You have the Halo feel with
your own city now.
I'm thinking that if they have another big map that has like maybe a city feel, you'll have the city feel.
Like yeah, High Charity or something.
Like it's sort of like found. This is sort of like the Halo 1 natural feel, and then like maybe Halo 2 is more of a city. It seemed like there were more city maps, or like in ODST, it was definitely a city.
Halo 3 was desert.
Yeah, Halo 3, you have sort of more of a environmental off-world feel, I guess. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm excited for anything they have coming, because I know they're definitely going to support in their game.
T-Bagging 2.0. Woo! I'm excited!
I definitely think, though, there is a possibility for an additional Forge map world that will probably be
back. Yeah, I mean, they gotta do something different. Eventually, you could give somebody what you think they would never need anything else, and eventually they're gonna need something else. So.
I don't know. I don't think anyone will ever need anything else with that.
I don't know. This is pretty great. So let's get into some of the Forge 2.0 features.
They need a long, big, flat, just as big as the size that it already is, just make it flat, and then you can add water and to it yourself, but that'll probably be impossible though.
What's that game? Far Cry.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard doing a console. I guess it would be easier on a PC than on a console.
Yeah, that's the thing though. If people, if they let people do on the PC, they're going to probably get exploits. So they're probably going to just shoot that idea now.
Yeah. Word.
And there's Halo Custom Edition still out there, which is surprisingly still going strong.
Yeah, really.
Did you hear that Sonos? I don't know if you guys know who Sonos is on Bungie.net, but he's an employee at Bungie Studios, and if you played Halo CE on the PC, you're going to get something in Reach, and he hasn't really said what it was, but it's going to be sort of like the visual flair for the end of Halo 2 servers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I've played Halo PC for a long time.
But I think you had to play it a little bit before the 26th. So, I don't know.
Some certain time. Yeah, I read about that. They didn't say what it was, but you're going to get something. That's what they said.
Well, it might be the same thing as Halo 2.
I have my CD key.
I have a CD key? I mean, I've bought the game. I don't really play it, though. I mean, I bought Halo 2, but I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I bought it a couple years ago.
That was the first like video game I had was Halo PC. I played a lot out of that game.
Yeah, I didn't really, to be honest with you. I liked it.
Anyways, on the Forge 2.0, probably one of the big features that a lot of people are going to like is the ability to alter the physics of an object doing it normal as it. You place an item and it falls, settle. You can also make it fixed in place where it just stays where you put it. Then there's a phase mode where you can interact with other objects and make it go through objects and not interact with each other. So those are two additional physics modes that would make forging maps probably a lot easier instead of having to place it and then restart the round to make sure it stays in place and pour some stuff through.
What is it, like, phased? You can put in, like, other objects? It's, Well, that reminded me of like the effects people did on like Sandbox, where they'd have structures that'd be inside the sand. And I could never figure out how to do it. It was like some sort of black magic to me.
So, yeah, they glitched to do that though.
Well, the glitch was actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but you put the item, you make sure it's set, then you put another item on top of it, and try to embed it as much in there. And then you move the item underneath it, and it'll slowly grind to the ground.
That sounds too difficult for me to do.
Yeah, really. Now it takes like 2 seconds.
Yeah. So that was one feature that stuck out. I guess we'll just go around listing off features. Do you, Lewis, you have one?
You talk about a certain feature in Forge. It's kind of hard to hear your mic.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest feature, I mean, it's probably everybody's going to be the same, but the way, how easy it is to either put things phased or fixed is going to have to be the biggest new, like, feature for me, because I was seriously not going to make a map, because if I wanted something to float, I had to build boxes, and then I'd take the boxes underneath, and it just took too dang long. But with this one, if I don't have to do that. I'm pretty sure there are some little quirks that we're going to figure out that we're going to have to do certain little things, but I can't tell them any.
The main point is that anybody can forge now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't take any special skill sets or know-how tricks.
You don't have to be a master at Forge to make a great map. You just need your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
That's gonna be the biggest thing is what my problem is or was and why I didn't do it. So I mean now I will definitely give it a shot, understanding that now I can maybe do something. Before I mean maybe I might be able to now, but I can't guarantee I can. That would be my biggest feature that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. What about the? We'll just go around and see if anyone else has. I know a lot of them, so I'll bring them up. Mention them. PK.
What's up?
Any other Forge 2.0 feature that sticks out other than the?
Other than everything that's been said, not really.
The only other thing would be the ability to delete a lot of stuff at once. I mean, that helped out for people that.
Oh yeah.
Delete all of this type.
Yeah, that would be the only other thing that would, that seemed like it would make it easier to make your own custom map. Because it would be... The only other thing I think would be cool is if you could, let's say in an RTS game, if you could make a pane or some kind of way where you could highlight everything within a certain spot and delete all that. I think that'd be a pretty cool thing to add, but it's not really feasible. I don't think they'd actually do it.
It's been kind of rumored, but I don't think it's been announced, but there have been people talking about gravity manipulation, and if you watch
the podcast,
video.
I didn't get that. I didn't understand how that was supposed to work.
I think it was just an illusion. Like, there's like a map on Foundry that was it's pretty much a box, but they had it at an angle, so it seemed to defy gravity.
Yeah, you're talking about distortion, but in the video, he was like walking down a hallway, and the hallway was spinning around him.
Yeah, and then he like jumped and then he turned upside down. It was crazy. So I mean, I don't know how it worked, but it just seemed like that he might be getting propelled by by some kind of like cannon that makes him look like he's doing that. But it definitely looks like, it's magic. Let's just say that.
It's Halo magic. We just accept it.
It's from the Guardians, the gods.
A quick little answer to the show. We have Insane from Portub joining us.
Oh, we do? Oh, what's up, Aaron?
Oh, hey.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. I don't know how I can say for Dusty, though. Dusty, how are
you? Hey, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Talking about Willis.
I know your voice is trembling a little bit.
I'm trembling with excitement.
Oh, is that what it is?
So we're talking about some of the 2.0, Forge 2.0 things right now. And we were... mentioned the new physics, the phase physics stuff. One of the other things that I like was the ability to nudge each.
Yeah.
We should ask the Forge like master here. What's the biggest thing you're looking forward to in Forge World, buddy?
Oh man.
I put you on the spot. Do it now. Give us an answer. You have no time. Do it.
I'm sorry. Well, we're going to the next person now.
I'm joking.
It would probably be the like precision stuff, like being able to put, you know, phase stuff into each other and interlock, and or our equivalents of interlocking and geomerging without the glitches, just being able to just do them. And you could make a map where previously it might have taken like 30-40 hours, and now it's going to take like one or two to do the whole thing.
See, that, now that's how you answered the question.
That was
30-40 hours.
Yeah, at least.
What kind of maps do you make?
Race tracks.
You're like sweaty. You haven't taken a shower.
30-40 hours straight.
You've been eating. You've ate so many Cheetos you can't remember. Game fuel is like in your blood.
I missed.
Another thing I thought was pretty cool was the ability to change the color of Forge items based on team.
Oh yeah, the team colors.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. That's cool. I wish they had more, like one of the things in designing a map is that you want to make sure every area is like whenever anyone's walking around, they'll know where they are and, you know, what they should be doing. That's why you have different, like, environments in Halo, like a blue room, green area, you know, so you know where you are. And
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, you use scenery to make people like understand where they are instead of, you know, wandering around a bunch of boxes.
Oh, I'm in Blue Base. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, pretty much. And with that stuff, it's going to make it easier. But unless they, I mean, we haven't seen all the options. But if that's the only like color option, it might not be enough.
Well, it looked like there were the 8 primary colors for options in the press conference.
It didn't look like there was a lot of, like, movable scenery and, like, things that look out of place, kind of.
You know, well, you can place, like, rocks and sort of make...
Fuzzy dice. Yeah, the rocks look interesting.
Giant dice.
Giant dice room?
They give you giant dice now.
Yeah, I know.
Another thing I thought was interesting was the vehicle teleporters.
Yeah, like the mongoose, the mongoose.
Teleport vehicle.
The mongoose.
Mongooses.
Both ways. But yeah, the ability to teleport vehicles, I think, will be interesting for race type maps.
Yeah, definitely. And then they have like the vehicle man cannon.
Yeah,
as well.
Wait, there's a separate vehicle man cannon now?
Yeah, what we heard also is that there's like a slider for adjusting how much the man cannons go.
What if they had the man cannon they showed like on the lowest setting?
Yeah, I have no idea, but like
the Superman cannon.
If it's adjustable, it would be really nice, because then you can they'll be a lot more flexible at least than they were in Halo 3, which was not at all.
You get this. That's all you get.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. There's also a ton more other stuff that you probably should go watch the ViDoc for. And go watch the actual press conference, because there's some extra stuff in there that got shown off that wasn't in the ViDoc. So.
Yeah, well, of course I saw that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on before we move to the new maps that got announced?
I mean, I just think it's going to be that Forge World should open up a lot of new stuff, and I hope that everybody here, when we start doing customs and creations again, once Reach comes out, we should be getting a lot of cool maps. I'm looking at you, community.
What kind of impact do you think it'll have on MLG to have this huge space to develop?
Oh, man,
I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing to start out with, because if you're trying to meet a specific need and you have unlimited whatever, you know, I mean, it would, just think about it, it would sound like it's great, but it might give people too many options. I'm pretty sure MLG maps will be limited to the two flat spaces, or you'll see stuff hanging out of rocks. I don't think you'll see too many of the actual environment used. But hey, I'm usually wrong. Well, do you know in Blood Gulch, in the back of Red Base, where you can go to the top of the hill and there's that little rock back there? Is that taking away? And
yeah, that is taking away.
So there's water.
There's water.
Yeah, it's taking up the water. Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah. That was the only downside to that, really. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on to three of the new maps that got announced at Comic-Con. One's a remake, one's an inspired remake, and one is just completely new to Reach.
Well, they announced a ton of new variants from Forge World, too. So, you know.
Well, there's Race.
No, I mean, like, actual maps going to be on the desk from Forge.
Oh, well, yeah.
Did we mention what they all were?
We said there was, like, Ascension, Lockout, Warlock, Blood Gulch.
That new one. That floating new one, I can't remember the name of it. HBO could tell me about HBO. BRB!
Anyways, we'll go ahead and move on to the remake, which is Reflection, a remake of Ivory Tower. And I have to say, this is the most visually appealing out of the three new maps that got released.
I don't know, man. Definitely. It looks okay, but I mean, those other two look quite snazzy.
PK would agree with me, though, on this.
I very much agree. It's a remake of it looks like a Japanese hotel, and it looks stunning. I mean, there are Japanese gardens, rocks, all this other Japanese stuff everywhere. It looks gorgeous.
It's Marty's new sanctuary now.
You even got little Chinese people running around. It's cool.
I don't know about visually. I don't know about visually, but I know that as a Halo 2 player, I'm really excited for the remake. And I mean, it's one of my favorite maps to play on. I love playing on it back when in about 2004. Is that right? Halo 2.
Yeah.
And then I remember playing it in Halo 2 Vista for the PC.
So, it looks pretty much like the same thing. I hope they saw all the same nooks and crannies that you could hide up in.
The little waterfall with the rockets.
Yeah, just this where you can hide up at the top, where you can hide on the side of the doors and whatnot. I hope they have all that still.
Looks like everything's still there.
Yeah, it looks like it's the same thing.
Before I forget, one of the map makers, I think it was the guy who made Turf, said he might remake that for the disc.
You mean actually?
Like an actual map Turf?
Like a Forge version of Turf.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Dude, Turf was pretty awesome. I love Turf.
Yeah, but Turf was great. Doing it in Forge World,
Authentic. I don't think it.
Forge World hasn't even come out yet, and you're mocking it.
I
don't know if this Forge World is so impressive.
No.
That you could rebuild Turf.
I'm just saying, from the sizes that we saw, where would you put it?
Well, I mean, you can do it in the air if you really want to.
Not really. I mean, you can put it like in the middle of Blood Gulch.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm excited that more maps are coming out.
I call a second Forge World, and there'll be a city one, and then they'll make Turf on that.
I disagree. I don't think they're going to make another
and
one.
District.
Do you think that, like, the next Bungie game is just going to be super duper ridiculous, that we are just seeing that, like, we're talking right now about
PlayStation.
All this stuff is awesome. Like, there's no way that they can top this, and they're going to come up with something. What the
beta?
Because, like, if you think about it, like, Forge World was inconceivable. There is no way anybody thought that you could do that on a console. There is no way anybody could think that you could actually do that on a console.
That was curveball that Bungie threw.
Yeah, there was no way. I was just like, what? They did? Holy shit. Yeah. I watched that vid. I've watched every vid doc a lot, but I probably watched that one the most, just trying to figure out what in the world was
that guy at the beginning was wearing on his head?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I'm going to be honest.
It's like, you know, the Rooster Teeth video they showed, like, what's outside of the gulch, and you look out, and I was like, oh, maybe it's just gonna be a little bit bigger, we'll be able to get on up there on top. No, there's four other maps.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, really.
It is ridiculous. There is.
Yeah, it's huge.
There is no. I guess the only way you can explain something like this, it's kind of hard to do it through audio, but just pre-order the game. Just do yourself a favor if you haven't yet. Pre-order it. Do it at Best Buy. Do it at GameStop. Wherever you're going to get it.
I leave my pre-order slip underneath my pillow. Keep it safe.
I've never ordered games.
It's somebody comes in your room late at night, gonna like rob you. No, everything but this. Everything but my Xbox. I will kill you if you touch my.
Take my little brother. I'll keep my slip.
Oh, that's mean.
It's not mean. It's Halo Reach. Hey,
come on, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta make sacrifices.
You gotta do what
like
you gotta.
Little brother sacrifices.
Yeah. This is how epic this game is. Little brother sacrifice.
Oh man,
we should be able to play more.
It looks like I'm looking at Spire, and it looks like it changes. Like the map looks like that. It's not. There's different levels to it, yeah. But it looks like that over time, the map like moves up and moves down.
It looks like Gemini. I don't know if you know what that is.
It looks like Gemini, but Gemini was way smaller than what this potentially is. You can go up the spire and you can sit at the bottom of the base of it.
I thought Zealot looked more like Gemini and Midship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't see how Spire is really Gemini.
I think all the maps have sort of characteristics from like the previous games.
Well, yeah, I mean Ivory Tower is Ivory Tower.
So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much excited about it. I mean, when I played Halo Reach for the first time, it was sort of like a flashback to Halo 1, but with just amazing graphics, in my opinion. Yeah. So,
I mean, for the time,
it's almost like they are taking the best of all three games. Is what it's looking to be right now.
I mean, that's why I can see a new Forge World, sort of. Possibility.
You have Forge from Halo 3, you have the matchmaking from Halo 2, and you have the weapons from Halo 1.
You have, no, from Halo 3, you definitely have the video thing. That has to be the biggest in Halo. Halo 3 had to be the video and being able to record that. There's nothing bigger.
That was a big deal.
There's probably nothing bigger from that entire year than doing that.
Safe
from any video game.
Oh, yeah. There's safe films. And then there's Firefight from ODST.
Yeah, Firefight is awesome too. I mean, it's just like this $60 game. When you pay $60 for, or like it, me, I'm gonna end up paying more. But
it's a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you're getting. You can make maps. You can play multiple waves of enemies. You can play a campaign. You can play online. You can play multiple waves of enemies that are next to you and against you at the same time. And you can build stuff. And you can save these films, put them online, make crazy machinimas, whatever it is you want to do. It is ridiculous. It is redonkulous.
You can do anything.
And you can share them on that huge, like the Bungie.net file system in the game.
Thousands of each type of file. That's great.
Yeah, I'm at that.
Because I don't think anyone will ever fill that up, except the only thing you can fill up with is films. And you
I can see myself filling up a thousand
games. Yeah, you're an exception. You're Forge. You're Forge Hub. You're an exception. But the general user, the general Halo user, is probably not going to use up all of that space.
So they're getting rid of Bungie Pro.
Well, no, I think they're going to keep it because you can render.
I heard they're going to be doubling Bungie Pro to like 26 normally, and then 27 normally, and 54 with Bungie Pro.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow. That's what I heard at least. I don't know if that's true.
So anyway, I guess back to Reflection, it looks like.
Yeah.
What's your biggest thing that you're looking forward to this map? Just some H2 goodness? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it looks like all the weapon layouts will probably be the same.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't shown any of the underbelly of the... They pretty much just showed...
No, but I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be very similar. I mean, it looks like a true remake, like...
They even have the
Heretic was for.
They have the windows in the same spots and everything.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna have the lifts for the little blowing wind lifts.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like every day when they announce something else, it's just something that's even more amazing.
I wonder if they're going to put the little the bird sound on the planter. Easter egg.
You want to move the spire?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and move the spire. This one's...
Maybe the spire is a vehicle. It's like the Covenant version of the elephant.
I don't think it actually moves, but that'd be pretty tight if you could do that.
Well, the elephant doesn't actually move.
Yeah, it actually glides.
It goes like 1 mile an hour. Technically that's not moving to me.
You think they'll add the elephant in the forge? Now that I think about it.
I mean, it'd be interesting, but I mean, we have enough vehicles, in my opinion.
I'm gonna make the forklift.
Never have enough vehicles.
It's gonna be my hill is the forklift to drive that thing around. But anyway, Spire looks. Spire looks like if you played. I don't remember the name of the map, but I think it's Truth or Reconciliation in Halo 1 when you go to that one point where hunters just keep flying down and you have to.
Yeah.
Basically, it looks just like that. Exactly like that point. At least
it kind of does.
From the bottom up, it looks just
simpler,
like
like
that.
You're comparing a ship's tractor beam to a building.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it looks just like it. That's all
but
I'm saying.
From the screenshot, it almost looks like that second base goes up and down throughout the duration of the game.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Because if you're watching it, it looks like it's at different elevations and doing different stuff at different points.
Right.
Like, you have to somehow, is in the last picture, it's way up off the ground, and I'm just saying, how the hell do you get into it? Like, Spire looks like altogether a huge map. You can go inside this thing, you can go outside this thing, you can go up and down it. It looks like there's two spires, but I don't think the other one is actually going up and down.
It's going left and right.
That must be it. That must be it. But it just looks so huge, like, the inside and the outside is. Well, I guess we just talk about how big Forge World is. It's nothing to do compared to Forge World.
Yeah.
It's really big. That's what she said.
They can make maps, huge maps now, probably.
Because like, do you know what the technology is and what lets them do that? What rendering thing?
They said it was something that would let them draw stuff cheaper. From far off.
Hello. Are you all done?
And if you watch right after that, I mean this is a little off topic, but if you watch the tank,
sorry,
yeah, I mean you brought that up. When if you watch the tank, they had another tank shoot it, and the gun fell off. Is that right? I don't know if you saw that.
Where was this? What part?
It's right when they say it's right in the vidoc where they say that they've improved their rendering like at distances to make it like make it so that the engine can.
Oh yeah, the tank was shooting something.
And the tank got shot by another tank, and the top part fell off, and it was still alive.
What?
I've got the video going right now.
Well, anyway, it was pretty intense. Just sorry, I got us off a little bit, but
it's okay. But yeah, so I guess we're done talking about Spire. Is there anything else that stands out to you guys?
Not Spire.
Okay.
I'm excited about Zealot, sort of.
Yeah, Zealot looks interesting. To me, it looks like a mix between Midship and Gemini.
I mean, it definitely has a lot of Forerunner Covenant sort of feel, obviously. And it looks like it's going to be a smaller map, and being I'm a competitive player, so seeing as a smaller map, I see it as I don't have to run across the map if I don't have a vehicle it doesn't take me that long to actually get into a fight with somebody. So I mean, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting the Gemini vibe off of it. But it's definitely, it's really big, I think. It's got like three or four floors.
It looks like it. From the first picture.
I think it seems as big as about Orbital.
Maybe. I don't know. There's some other map that seems like it, there's mixed in with it. Oh, I know what map. It was a Halo 1 map.
The new map.
It was the Halo 1 map. It was a tall
the waterfall.
Oh, what was it? I'll look it up here.
Wizard?
Chiron.
No, no. Chiron? What?
I don't know what map you're talking about. Are you talking about the one with waterfalls?
No, it had a center area.
Warlock? Like...
Wait, what?
Wizard?
No. I'm looking it up right now.
Wait, yeah. What was it remade in the last Halo 2 DLC? I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. It would the what was it called?
Sidewinder, Rat Race, Prisoner, Hang 'em High.
Nope.
Chill Out, Derelict, Boarding Action.
Derelict.
Longus, Derelict?
Derelict.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah, kinda.
Seems like it has that kind of vibe.
No.
No?
No.
No.
It's Assembly was a remake of Derelict. For Halo 3?
Was it?
I don't really feel like that.
Really? Assembly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
It is.
You gotta be joking. I disagree.
Go to the halo.wikia.com page and look up Derelict.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Wow. I would have never made that connection.
I got the exact same reaction when I said that. The island on Forge World kind of looked like the opening to one of the levels in Halo 1.
Yeah, it's the third level, I think.
And Dust was like, no, like, no.
Halo CE.
I was like,
you never said
like,
the right... island part.
Yeah, I did. I said the island part. I said part. I said it looks like the very beginning of the level.
You never mentioned the island specifically.
I think it looks like Death Island from Halo CE.
Yeah, it looks like one side of it. Kind of.
I think that'll make some fun capture the flag maps, because they're going to add obstacles and whatnot.
Yeah, that looks like it'll be good. One thing I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about Forge 2.0 was the ability to place armor abilities around the map that you could pick up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
People were freaking out thinking that maybe like equipment was coming back.
Well, it was kind of like equipment.
Yeah, I mean it's like it cuz you if you go to like a certain area, you can pick up sprint or there's like the medic ability. I don't know if you've seen that the video of.
Yeah, that was I don't know, I hope they roughed out the graphics for the bubble that they lay down because it seems
like Halo 3's bubble shield.
Yeah, it doesn't look too great. It looks like they just copied Halo 3's bubble shield and made it blue.
Well, I mean, I like the aspect there's being a medic that can you put up a shield that blocks damage and heals your team. I mean,
regen too fast because that could kill gameplay pretty easily if the recharge for getting that bubble back is too short.
Well, I hope I hope it's slower than like the actual regen in Halo 3. So, I think they'll probably balance it out, and it might be even be customizable.
All of them will be customizable in some way.
So I mean, just like they could make it so it's faster in a certain game type. Where it would probably be needed, or slower, and maybe in a smaller game, I guess. I don't know.
And then there was one other thing that I can't remember that they showed off.
Well, we definitely mentioned the forklift.
The you can set your own kill box in the safe area.
Oh yeah, that'd be great for forge makers.
Sacrifice and lava pit.
Yeah. And you want to make your own, like, sky maps. Because there's no, skybox before, so if you fall, you're just kind of relying on fall damage. But depending on how big your sky level is, you might not be high enough.
And your safe area. And you can make the kill box, too. I think those are great additions to Forge 2.0.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's going to solve a lot of problems with forge makers who have people trying to break their maps and get out where they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, but it still doesn't mean that you can just slap down a safe area and, like, that will be it, because you're going to need to show them, like, where the end of the map is, even if, like, you need
with good forgers and common maps, it should make sense where the edge is.
Yeah, I'm sure the like, you know, well-regarded forgers are going to be fine, but I'm just, you know, I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of maps where you're just kind of walking around and then you're just going to find yourself outside of the map suddenly.
Yeah.
Which will kind of suck, but...
What did you think of, like, having a warthog as the hill?
Oh, it's going to be some, like, crazy mini-games, I think. I can think of a bunch of really cool ideas, but I'm sure they've already been thought of by...
King of the Warthog.
Yeah.
They attached a freaking hill to a warthog. It can't get any cooler than that. Well, it can.
You can make the forklift the hill.
Oh, God.
Was it forklift racing? I'm excited. I know you are. We can do some mad one-foot jumps with those things.
So I think that pretty much wraps up the three new maps that we have.
Oh, do you think you can phase objects with vehicles?
Well, wouldn't that break the vehicles?
You can actually put vehicles in the ground. I think I even have a picture of a truck I put in the ground, but no, and I don't think they'll let us. I kind of doubt.
Yeah, I doubt too, but that'd be funny.
Because once you load up a map with a vehicle halfway in the ground, the game, like, freezes almost. Takes a while for it to figure out what to do.
It'll be like, those, like, tank launching things will just, like, fly off because of the geometry collision.
Yeah.
Yeah, but three. They could make it work and reach they wanted.
I really hope that, and this is a small feature, but the ability to, like, go in and just watch a game instead of, like, playing for, like, tournament stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so you mean, like, spectate?
Yeah, like a spectate. Because, I mean, it wouldn't...
Yeah, spectate.
Well, for, like, tournaments or something. Or if you're waiting for a friend and you just want to watch their matchmaking game until they're done with.
Definitely.
That would be pretty awesome.
It'd make a lot of things easier.
I don't think it'd take up too much resources, too, because if you just dedicate it to where the host just resends the packets out and not worries about getting packets back, gameplay-wise, I don't think it'll really cause too much interference with the actual game.
Unless, like, there's problems connecting with that person. But, I mean...
It would be a low priority function, though.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much anything. I mean, they haven't announced everything, so I mean, that's probably not on their high priority list. I think Forge World came first in the matter, but I mean, I would be really excited to see that as a feature.
hope it's there. So that's one thing I wanted in Halo 3 that I thought was pretty cool. Okay, so let's talk about the unboxing, our last item on the to-do list for this episode. Bungie did the unboxing for the limited and the legendary editions of Halo Reach, as well as they showed off the new console. The new Xbox Slim is what I'm going to call it. Reach console, which comes with two wireless controllers, a wireless headset, the Reach paint on the console, and it includes a game. A regular standard game. So I guess we'll just go ahead and go in order, starting off with the limited edition of Halo Reach. What do you guys think about all the stuff that gets included with limited stuff, like Dr. Halsey's journal, the custom elite armor, all that stuff?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be pretty cool to see sort of into the main story of, like, how it all started. I mean, especially we have, what are they, Mark 2, Mark 3 soldiers? And, it'll be really interesting to sort of see how it all began. Like, we can see maybe they'll probably have, like, concept Spartans or what else. But
concept art Spartans?
Yeah, concept art Spartans. It'll be really interesting. I mean, it just adds another chapter to the story.
Yeah. What about you, Insane?
I'm probably just going to be getting the normal version or the Xbox, I'm not sure. But I'm moving soon, so I don't really have money for a giant box for a big statue. Which, as much as I'd like, I mean, I'd love it if I could afford it. The limited... I don't know. I feel like the limited is just it would be nice, basically, but I don't usually buy limited editions.
Really interested in the backstory, like I am, limited is a pretty good grab.
Right, I never really got into the Halo story that much.
Blasphemy.
But
I'm getting the Legendary Edition, so...
Yeah, I mean, I've played, like, probably nearly 20,000 games of Halo, and I've played the campaign, like, all the campaigns put together probably, like, 20 times, maybe.
I mean, I cried when Sergeant Johnson died. I bawled my eyes out. I was like, you... Why did you have to do it? I probably just ruined the story for so many people who haven't played it.
Who haven't played Halo 3?
They deserve to have it spoiled if they haven't played it by now.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if they're listening to this podcast.
Probably that one odd person who hasn't played it. Who's like just about to get to that part.
What about you, PK?
If I could afford it, I would get the limited, but I definitely can't. I don't have a job, don't have any income, so I'm just getting regular. If I could afford it, though, the statue is awesome. Like, that's just... That kicks the Halo 3's helmet spot totally. That's the only thing I'd probably really care about. The elite armor, I don't care. The lore, like, I could just Google that easily enough. I wouldn't pay extra money for a story that's not part of the game.
I'll definitely get the limited edition just because I'm big into the backstory of Halo.
I mean, you guys can be fine with your limited, but I already know where I'm gonna put my statue.
But I'm buying the limited, and I'm gonna buy the console.
Well, I mean, then you have a reason. So.
Because my regular Xbox has been just randomly freezing.
Have they announced the price on the limited yet?
400. Wait, oh. 100? Game is 80 bucks.
Oh. 80?
$20 more than the
For the statue and everything?
No, unlimited is 150.
The legendary is
130. Oh. How much is legendary?
130.
130. Yeah, I won't be getting that.
The limited is 80.
Only I had money. Curse you, capitalism.
Well, I'm trading in. I have a second Xbox, so I'm trading that in to put some money down.
That would be nice. I have a second one too, but sure I took.
If I'm going to trade my current one, or if I'm just going to give it to my brother.
You think about it, you could give it to your brother, or you could make money. So.
Play your brother and make money that way.
Oh.
I mean, it's only $100 worth now.
So. I hear the slave market's booming in South. You don't really need brothers.
Not going there.
I mean, I was going to give my brother up for my Reach pre-order. So, my imaginary 5-year-old brother. He doesn't even exist, and I'm already giving him up.
Invisible brother.
Oh, boy. Don't do that. Be nice.
I'll ever make it for PC.
Disclaimer. So anything else you guys want to add that was in the videos that Bungie showed or the press conference that we didn't cover?
If you would like to, if Bungie is listening to this, I would love to see more videos, and I would love to have my mind just explode on impact of watching it. So,
nerdcastic.
I'm excited. No, I mean, I really am.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. And it's only 7 weeks away.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously?
Too long.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's so close.
It's so close, but it's so far away.
Man, feels like yesterday. They didn't even announce what Halo Reach was.
But yeah.
I'm still mystified by the Halo ODST arg.
ODST arg?
Yeah, the keep it clean guy and all that was all over the internet. No one had any idea what it was. That was awesome.
Yeah. The Dante's Inferno thing? With the audio files?
Dante's Inferno, what?
You talking about audio files or what? I'm confused.
So am I. We're talking about
Halo.
No, we're talking about ODST. He said something about the superintendent.
Yeah, I said, yeah, he was all over the internet and everything, and that was awesome.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Dante's Inferno.
I got confused.
I don't know where that came from.
I thought you were talking about the audio files at some point.
No?
Nope, you weren't. My bad.
It's okay.
Moving along. any last words before we wrap it?
I wish vehicles were forgeable.
In what way?
That I could add stuff to them. Imagine like a warthog that's just like a guard tower with wheels.
That has to be the most stupid, awesome thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Like you see the guard tower in the Vidoc, right? It's just like a building.
Right,
like a little key building. That'd be so awesome.
Off balance. The warthog would probably fall over.
Imagine you have like two of them, and each one is just like a little mini base. And like,
see, I would do that in a larger proportion. I would do that in a larger proportion. Just have like a huge base on like a mongoose.
It's a moving space.
And just have it just move around the map.
Like have it strain underneath the weight of all the.
It can only go about half a mile per hour, but it's well worth it.
It's an elephant shell on a mongoose's engine.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be hilarious. That'd
be amazing.
It would be interesting though if you could color code the vehicles. So, like, if you stole a vehicle from someone's base, you knew if it was
You can show it off to your team going, ha ha ha, I got the red vehicle.
Did the vehicles actually change color? I thought they changed only changed color when you got in them.
No, I think they're, from the videos I've seen, I think you can just change them like to whatever you want. So, I mean, it's sort of like if you put the red Mongoose at the red base.
I didn't think you could color code the vehicle.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can. You can select it through Forge.
So, oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
Because if I remember correctly, on one of the Comic-Con reveal, I think it was Sketch, he got onto the Blood Gulch remake, and he was like, do you want to see how it customizes this? And he deleted the base, and he showed how you could change the colors, and he went to the Mongoose and messed around with it too. So, it's pretty awesome.
I didn't see colors when you hovered on that part, though. Maybe I just missed that. Okay, well, thanks, guys, for coming on the show. Thanks, Insane, for coming in late.
Thank you.
So, this has been our Comic-Con summary of what's going on from Bungie. Thanks for listening in. We will ask for your guys' input for the next show, which will be next week. Probably no guests or anything. So,
aw, sad face.
Go ahead and send those in to submissions@podtechnic.com. We'll read those on the next show. And hopefully Bungie will release some more good goodies in the very near future. Quick few administrative announcements. We have moved the homepage part of Podtacular to the new hosting. So that should be moving a lot faster now. We are moving our podcast feeds to new FeedBurner URLs with a new podcasting plugin, which actually allows us to make a feed for each one of our individual podcasts. And PK is actually the first one to receive the new URL.
And yeah.
You want to tell them a little bit about your show?
Yeah, we just started the Gamer One. Should be on the feeds. I don't know if it's up yet. I don't have iTunes. But it should show up on the feeds. We're just a general gaming podcast. Basically, we just cover everything Podtacular doesn't. So tune in if you like video games besides Halo.
Felt like you just put it on you right there. It's on.
Yeah, it is on. It is on. With two episodes. And your
two
next one
episodes.
Your next one will actually be
StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2.
Should be out fast after we record it, hopefully this Friday. If Dusty uploads it within like a month period this time.
you'll have your FTP access very soon.
I hope so.
Sweet. So we're moving our feeds over. I'm working on getting the new Podtacular feed up for about the next week or so. iTunes will not be updating with our feed, but after which I will make an announcement and the feed will resume updating with the new feed.
So when will the IRC be finished?
That's a good question. I do not have an answer for that. I'm still trying to figure out what the heck's going wrong with the services.
You just meant you can't get into Pound Awesome.
Actually, that server's gone now. That was the old server. This is the new server. So maybe I'll get lucky.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's stay impossible.
Away. Stay away, Murphy. Let's see. I think that's pretty much all the administrative news. Let's see. By the time this is out, we will have the announcement of our Halo 3 Summer Tournament, which we will be giving away prizes for.
Were you working on yesterday?
Yeah, and actually the announcement will be out today.
Team Us will win.
But this is going to go out to a lot of the other Halo communities, and it's basically going to be a 3-on-3 tourney. Sign-ups will be for the next probably 3 weeks, and then tournament play will be for the 3 weeks leading up to Halo Reach. And the top prize at the moment for the first place team is going to be copies of Halo Reach, regular, for the three winners.
Legendary.
Second and third place prizes are still yet to be determined, but third place is most likely going to be 1,600 point cards. Second place, not sure yet. A lot of this is being paid out of pocket, so we're kind of limited.
Okay, Dusty's loaded. He can cover anything.
I won't cover too much. The more you buy a new console in the limited edition, so.
Second place gets the new console, even though it's better. Even though it's better than first place, so you're getting a new console.
How about everyone who wins gets a new console?
Anybody who plays gets the new console.
I'm not gonna spend.
No, that's a good one.
I'm not gonna spend $1,200 on console.
Okay, if you win, Dusty's gonna give everyone a new console if you play. So sign up.
That's not true.
No.
Not true.
Don't be modest.
Tell everybody to sign up.
The only way I could do that is if people donated the money to the paper.
I'll give you $1.
Just have a sign up fee of like $300.